Hello again. We are continuing our readings from the book What is Man? Adam, Alien or Ape? Chapter 8. Now last week I told you a fictitious story asking you to imagine that you were a fossil hunter who had discovered an almost entire skeleton of a human-looking creature, and that you believed it was the missing link between apes and humans. And although the story was fictitious, as I went through it, I demonstrated some of the extreme difficulties in identifying such a fossil find and in proving that it was in some way related to the origin of humankind, and in particular the difficulty of demonstrating from the bones themselves or from the environment that the find gave any support to the evolutionary narrative, which says that man has evolved from the ape by natural processes. Well, we're going to continue now in chapter 8 with that story and see exactly where it leads us. The story related above is, of course, fiction, but it isn't pure fiction. It was designed to illustrate some important real-life pitfalls in interpreting fossil remains, which we must now look at in more detail. The first thing is why I said you, as the imagined fossil hunter, had extraordinary beginner's luck. A major problem for paleoanthropology, which we are abbreviating to PA, is that the fossil evidence on which it works is usually scarce. When an airline suffers many no-show passengers, it responds by overbooking. Something rather like that can happen in PA when inappropriate fossil candidates are recruited to fill the no-show ancestral gaps. Casey Luskin cites two telling quotations from evolutionary pundits. Writing in 1996, P.A. Donalds, Johansson and Blake Edgar admitted that, quotes, about half the time span in the last 3 million years remains undocumented by any human fossils. Only a handful of undiagnostic fossils have been found. Close quotes. Again, Harvard zoologist Richard Lewontin admits that the relevant fossils are generally so fragmented and disconnected that, quote, no fossil hominid species can be established as our direct ancestor, close quotes. Subheading, skull and other reconstructions. In his famous book, The Panda's Thumb, paleontologist Stephen Jay Gould points out that, quote, most hominid fossils, even though they serve as the basis of endless speculation and elaborate storytelling, are fragments of jaws and scraps of skulls, close quotes. The fact that the key fossil evidence is usually fragmentary means that a lot of reconstruction is needed to assemble a fossil capable of being interpreted. We all know the fate of Humpty Dumpty in the nursery rhyme. Even though the pieces of that shattered egg person were all available, quotes, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. PAs have an even greater problem when it comes to putting skeletons together using scattered or even isolated bones. Occasionally, an almost complete skeleton is found, but that is rare. Reconstruction is almost always required. This leads to a number of problems, including the real possibility that reconstructed fossils may inadvertently incorporate remains from different individuals and different species, creating an imaginary species that never actually existed. This may have happened in the case of a fossil species known as Homo habilis, handyman, which allegedly represents an intermediate between Australopithecus, that's southern ape, and man. Fragments of a skull and extremities discovered by Louis Leakey in the 1960s were claimed to represent a new species, while 10 years later his son Richard found a skull vault consistent with a cranial volume approaching that of man. However, other experts believe that the original remains were those of an ape, Australopithecus africanus, and that Richard Leakey's later find was fully human. Combining those various remains into the single handyman species obviously advanced the claims of human evolution, but may well be an artifact of interpretation. Even when the danger of composite reconstructions is avoided, the way PAs fit fragments together can dramatically affect the final result, leading to a skeleton that seems to exhibit features it never really had. Henry G., editor of the esteemed journal Nature, admitted in 2001 that, quotes, fossil evidence of human evolutionary history is fragmentary and open to various interpretations, close quotes. A case in point is the fossil Ramapithecus, constructed from a few teeth and bones. Two separate sections of jawbone and teeth were initially reconstructed at an angle that made the complete tooth array, the tooth arcade as it's called, look somewhat human, suggesting that the fossil might be a human ancestor. But the same pieces were later rearranged more correctly at a different angle, to resemble the tooth arcade of an ape, removing the earlier implication. A further reconstruction faux pas relates to a fossil whose discovery caused great excitement in the PA world, the so-called Ardipithecus species. When first announced, the specimen was said to have, quote, the head of a hominin, close quotes. But in reality, the skull was crushed into fragments and was beyond reassembly. According to the National Geographic magazine, the bones were so fragmented that they would turn to dust at a touch, close quotes. Although it was alleged that Ardipithecus walked upright, a primatologist writing in the journal Science declared that, although it was alleged that Ardipithecus walked upright, a primatologist writing in the journal Science declared that, quotes, all of the AR Remedus bipedal characteristics cited also serve the mechanical requirements of quadrupedality. In other words, it isn't possible to tell whether the creature walked on 2 or 4 feet. Human-like characteristics were read into the fossil, which was almost certainly an ape. Casey Luskin documents in some detail the checkered history of Ardipithecus and other fossils of interest in his book Human Origins and the Fossil Record. Subheading: Naming Species. Pithecus or Homo. As noted in our make-believe fossil hunt, naming a PA discovery can be difficult. The Latin name given to a fossil has 2 main parts, the first indicating the genus of the creature, and the second specifying the species. So, for example, you and I are labelled Homo sapiens, meaning that we belong to the genus Homo, that's man, the genus is always capitalised, and to the species sapiens, meaning wise. According to this way of classifying living things, a particular genus may contain several or even many different species. Fossils of interest to PA fall into 2 categories. 1, the genus Homo, meaning man, and 2, genera that contain the word pithecus, meaning ape. For example, the genus Australopithecus means southern ape. The word pithecus is never used alone, but it is always linked with some other word in a compound word. This distinction is important because immediately it shows the layperson whether the experts consider a creature to have been an ape or a human. Although apes are often presented as alleged ancestors of humans, correct classification always distinguishes them from humans. An evolutionary biologist, Ernst Mayr, admits, quotes, "The earliest fossil of Homo rudolfensis and Homo erectus are separated from Australopithecus by a large unbridged gap." Here we explain the seeming saltation, that is, an evolutionary jump, not having any fossils that can serve as missing links. So we have to fall back on the time-honored method of historical science, the construction of historical narrative. For historical narrative, you could read made-up story. For a time, there was an apparent exception to this classification rule, namely bones, a tooth and a thigh bone and a skull cap, found in Java in 1892 by a Dutch doctor, Eugene Dubois. He called his discovery Pithecanthropus erectus, meaning upright ape man. It became known as Java man and was considered to be a genuine link between apes and humans. Later work, however, showed the remains to be much less ape-like than Dubois believed, and they were eventually reclassified as Homo ergaster, working man. The term ape man no longer appears in the PA vocabulary. The scarcity of fossil material creates a particular problem in deciding whether a fossil find represents a new species or just a variation within a known species. Anthropologist C. Quintin explains, quote, "Thousands of hominin fossil bones have been recovered over the years, but only a few individuals have been identified within each putative species." Rebecca Ackerman, in a paper published in 2006, add that comparative patterning of skeletal variation does not exist in the hominin fossil record because only single individuals can be sampled, not biological populations. All of this indicates that the identification of fossil species should be at best difficult and at worst futile. Subheading: Jealously Guarded Bones.